give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
It sure as heck is. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk stations. And we've pretty much got it all laid out for you. However you want to get a hold of us, you can email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. We got our talk and text lines at 884-9910. And our website, 991fmtalk.com. While you're there, make sure you answer today's poll question. Should statues of Washington and Jefferson be removed because they owned slaves? That's why they say they're doing it. All these monuments being vandalized and nobody doing anything about it. Cities, counties, states, even following suit and just removing statues, removing or obliterating our history. So Skip sent me this, and I think this is a great idea. The British government knows about history. They've been around a lot longer than we have. The British government is considering 10-year prison sentences for vandalism of war memorials. I could be down with that. It's your show. And I know that we should be talking strictly about local issues, but when something happens nationally, which, by the way, this is a great quote. This is kind of a mission statement. I read a little something earlier about law enforcement. When a police officer is killed, it's not an agency that loses an officer. It's an entire nation. That is Chris Goscriff, the founder of ODMP. I'm going to have to put that on one of my suggested website lists. That's Officer Down Memorial Page, ODMP. So I listed off all the officers that have been killed, as opposed to how many white people, how many unarmed white people have been killed by law enforcement, as opposed to unarmed black people. And the number is double for white people. But something happens when it happens to a black person. The outrage comes out. And I don't know if it's really the outrage to that or just the spark that a certain group of people want to continually divide this country. So I have to go to my friend and confidant, Joey Walker. Joey, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, but thank you for having me.
Joey, what do you think about what happened this last weekend with Rayshon?
Well, if you look at the video, and I don't mean frame by frame, but second by second, I believe that the officer was justified in doing what he did. So it's not like this individual decided to get up that morning and have a fight with the police, but that's ultimately what he did. When the officers were legitimately called by the establishment, by Wendy's establishment, to come to their property and investigate a man who had fallen asleep, they found an individual who had been drinking and driving an automobile. He was in control of the automobile. So they got the single occupant out of the vehicle. They did a field sobriety test, which he failed, and at which time they attempted to take him into custody, he decided to fight with the police. Now, this isn't a fight where he's resisting just trying to pull away from the police, but he's actually punching and hitting people in the face as he's fighting and resisting arrest. And when the officers attempted to use their specific control hold moves, which are very limited because they don't want you to use the same types of things that the people in the street, the criminals, would use. You have to be restricted to specific techniques, arm bars, wrist locks, finger locks, in order to try to control this individual, this person is not fighting by the same rules. So he punches the officer in the face, steals his taser, and stands up and begins running. The officer immediately gives pursuit, gives chase, and is seconds behind this individual. When the officer notices the individual turn and point a weapon in his direction, the officer points his weapon and automatically fires, as he should have done. So, I believe from what I've seen in that video, the officer is 100% justified. And for any civil official to fire or discipline that officer without his due process is absolutely reacting to emotion and is absolutely wrong in what they're doing.
Now, people might be thinking, who is this guy? Why are you talking to him? Because Joey is former law enforcement. Joey, you had a number of years doing this.
I spent 25 years on the Reno Police Department as an officer, as a sergeant, as a detective sergeant in internal affairs, and as lieutenant in the field. My rule was that all of my guys and gals, all of my officers, come home at the end of the shift, and I lived by that rule.
What do you think about the chief just automatically resigned?
I don't know what the power play was with that, but I can tell you from things I've seen from all the way from Baltimore when their riots, when the Obama administration was in charge, that I believe I saw city officials providing direction to the chief of police to take certain actions and to call for certain types of techniques to be used or tactics not to be used, to stand by and watch businesses burn. And people, I remember seeing within this last month, a law enforcement personnel, I cannot remember, it was a high-ranking individual, saying that it was okay if no lives were lost. As long as businesses were burned, it's okay. Well, that's okay when it's not your business. When it's your business, that's horrible. These people have had perhaps their entire lives wrapped up in economic investing in their own businesses just to have them being torched and burned. And specifically for, let's say, Wendy's, what did Wendy's do to deserve having been burned and looted? This Wendy's and, from Atlanta, nothing.
Yeah, and all those employees now that are displaced, that they're finally getting their jobs back and going back to work. Joey, I from my understanding, the Reno City Mayor told our chief to pretty much stand down, to tell his officers to stand down. Was that the right thing to do in the mind of a police officer? Not the chief, but in the mind of an officer?
I can tell you, I was there in the 1979 into 1980 New Year's Eve riot in downtown Reno at 2nd and Virginia Street. And we stood there as people, agitators, threw bricks and bottles at us. They injured two of our command officers, Lieutenant, I believe it was Captain Lonnie Jackson, and it was a Captain Williams of the Detective Division. And both of those individuals were injured to the point that they were incapacitated and had to be moved out of the positions. And the leadership of Richard Kirkland at that time, I believe he was a lieutenant, had to come on and totally change the action plan and take on these rioters, these agitators, these criminals, and get them under control. And it wasn't until he came on the scene to make mass arrest that the riot stopped. So to stand by and watch people do things, it's beyond me. I do not understand why any individual would allow a city to be torn apart, to be burned, to be looted, to be destroyed in the way that I've seen things done, just not in Reno, but nationwide, and not take action to get order.
Well, Joey, that is the thing nationwide. But before this all started, we saw the decriminalization of minor things. You know, the police aren't going to be called out or sent out for burglaries. They're not going to be sent out for, you know, somebody shoplifting up to $1,000 worth of stuff. Isn't actions like that leading us up to what we have now?
I believe it absolutely is, because if you look at how we were 15, 20 years ago and the calls for service that we had, one of the things I saw was that one of the number one crimes in Reno was vehicle burglaries. And so if you leave things in your vehicle that you don't mind having stolen and they steal it, then it's not a big loss. But if you have something broken, you have someone break into your vehicle and steal items out of your vehicle, it's pretty traumatic. And I was a victim of that way back years ago. So having those types of minor crimes not being reported or not being answered by a police officer, that leads to sometimes forensic evidence that sometimes leads to a number of other crimes. that's a huge loss. The people that we have taking minor reports, the community service officers, they are civilian individuals, not sworn officers. They typically are not schooled in how to look at and preserve evidence, how to collect evidence, how to process it. And if they were, in fact, collecting evidence, I'd probably be challenged in court in terms of the legality and the chain of command, or chain of custody, I should say, on the evidence. So taking those types of crimes that should actually be reported to police and having them shipped to the front desk or doing a report online and things of that nature, I think you're losing out big time. And I really doubt, I don't know the numbers firsthand, but I really doubt that we could not have a better service for our citizens of Reno.
Joey, follow me here, but your parents, my parents, they lived in a time where you had police who were a part of the community. They walked the beat, you saw them in their patrol cars, you waved, and now we've gotten to the point where we have so many laws and so many things that have to be focused on. Do we have too many things that are illegal that we have to call law enforcement for? That we've got away from that? There's too much for them to do, that we've gotten away from that whole community policing era?
Well, I don't think there's too many things, but I think we've lost touch with the community, and I saw it firsthand with officers not wanting to respond to certain calls. We had individuals who were selling drugs on the corner of 2nd and Virginia, 2nd and Sierra, 2nd and West Street, where white police officers would refuse to engage with them because they did not want to be labeled as a racist. The first thing that some of these black offenders would do is as soon as the white officer approached them, they would say, "Man, why are you sweating? Because I'm black." The officer didn't want to have that racist label labeled on them and have to go into internal affairs to explain that, not to mention potentially being labeled as a racist. So they purposely disengaged. They purposely said, "Lieutenant, I don't want to go to those types of situations. I don't want to initiate this contact because I don't want to be labeled as a racist." We've got that. We've also got individuals who, we have the creature comfort. When it's hot, when you get in a police car, you turn on the air conditioner. When it's cold, you get in a police car, you turn on the air conditioner. We lost respect for some of the citizens because we lost touch with them. We needed to get out of police cars, in neighborhoods, walk the beat, walk the streets, walk the neighborhoods. You're either doing it on a bicycle or you're meeting people. We too often drive past them, no verbal communication. We look at them, they look at us. Maybe we look a little funny to them, maybe they look a little funny to us. We exchange looks. But until we get out of the car to exchange words and to find out what's going on is when we actually have touch with our community and touch with our police officers.
Yeah, and I find a smile goes a long way. And I tell you, when I smile at officers, I don't get it back. I don't know if it's because they're so intently working or what, but we need to get back on the same page. Joey, please continue to follow this and do not let city officials who have no business, they have no law enforcement instruction, they have no idea what officers go through. Don't let them harm our law enforcement agencies any more than they already have. So
one of the best things I could say would be to have a small citizens police academy and have all of these community leaders, so-called community leaders, whether they're civilian and government officials or they're people in the community who demand the police need to do this and don't use that kind of force, put them into a small citizens academy. Have them go out in a controlled environment, and then, you know what, I want you to make that arrest. We've empowered you. Now you go and wrestle with that guy and see what that's all about. When they take tools away from law enforcement officers, the chokeholder, this, that, or the other, whatever they're taking away, next they're going to take away the officer's weapons. Then they're going to say, okay, now we just want you to use what, harsh language and get the individual into custody?
This yeah, exactly. I said stop. No, you get back here. Get in the car.
Exactly.
I said stop. Joey, if people want to learn more of how to protect themselves and their businesses and their families, because it feels like, you know, we're going to have to, they can always contact you, can't they?
Yes, they can. I have a website called disarmanddisable.com. It's all one word. And one of the things I did for this specific month is I have a blog on there that talks about domestic insurgents, and it lists the four types of people that are actually present at every demonstration or every protest that they have.
Joey, you should just have your own podcast or your own show, because the information you bring is always the best. Joey Walker, thank you so much for joining us, and I know I will have you back again real soon.
Thank you. Take care. Be safe.
You too. There goes Joey Walker. At what point do we let city and government officials take away our ability to be protected by law enforcement? Why aren't you calling? Why aren't you emailing? Why aren't you pounding on the doors of City Hall and saying, you guys are at fault in doing this? We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And let me tell you, we had a little technical difficulty there. Thank you, Gordy, for calling in, or we'd still have it. So, hi, Monica. We can't hear the phone conversation of the callers here in Yerington. Would have liked to have heard our favorite Taps player, JW. So, our podcast. Go to our podcast at 991fmtalk.com. You can catch all of the shows there, hour by hour. So please go check that out, because you may have missed some very important calls. And speaking of emails, just got this one, or actually this is coming in on the text, our talk and text line, 884-9910. And that is, what community are you specifically talking about? The Black community, the Hispanic community, the gay community? When I say community, it's all of us. Because you don't designate by race. You don't designate by sexual preference. We are a community, and we have to protect each other, and we have to protect ourselves from outsiders coming into our community and doing damage, which a number of those protesters were. Yeah, I said, oh, well, we arrested locals. Well, good for you. That's because the professional protesters, the ones that go out and do the graffiti and do the breaking of the windows and smashing and burning, they know how to elude. It's a wonderful word, elude law enforcement. And so, yeah, more than likely, you're just going to be able to arrest the locals. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Oh, well, quick statement here, and that is Joey's website, disarmanddisable.com. Disarmanddisable.com. Leading threat, or leading edge threat mitigation with Joey Walker. Let's go to the phone lines real quick and check in with Kelly in California. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Monica. I got to come over and do a little work Thursday and Friday in the Holcomb Ranch area, and I was really disturbed to see what I call jellyfish on a stick all throughout the once pristine Carson Valley. And it looks like there are a bunch of 5G antennas that have been installed at each intersection. And the Verizon cow, or cellular on wheels, over here in Kings Beach was painted red to look like a fire truck, and it says Verizon response. So the good news is the criminals aren't real bright, and so they're going to have all kinds of sensing diagnostic modules in their vehicles showing when and where it went, you know, the little Apple Watch. And so keep on tracking instead of keep on trucking. And thanks for the great peace officer guest there. And come on, grand jury, let's reawaken.
Exactly.
Watchdog? Where's the government watchdog? Woof, woof.
Keep on tracking. That's the way they're doing it, Kelly. Thank you so much for the call, Kelly. And that's, you have to understand, why is it that we're just really getting into the substance of 5G? You know, this is something that the legislature pushed through that could have very harmful effects. Remember what we went through with the power line situation? The cancers? People don't want to live underneath power lines? Well, now all of us are going to see this with 5G because the legislature didn't want you knowing about it beforehand, before they just agreed and passed it. That's the problem with our legislature. They don't let you know what they're working on until the very last minute and it's too late. Do you think that that's something that we're ever going to backtrack on? There are communities across the countries, across this country, who have approved 5G, but now with all the health issues that are coming out, they're finding out they're actually ripping it out of their communities. Look into it. Research 5G for yourself. It's the fifth generation for devices. This is heavy stuff, people. And that is one of my concerns, that President Trump is pushing it as well. And you know, just around the corner is 6G. And our mandated vaccines and chipping and... Oh, it's getting crazy out there, and you don't realize it until it's too late. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Monday. Talk and text line 884-9910. You can email me directly at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And you can log on to our webpage at 991fmtalk.com. We've got our poll question there and, of course, our podcasts. I will be putting disarm and disable.com into my favorite website category. There's a whole list of great websites there. I'll also be putting in this new one that I found. Actually, it was sent to me by Kelly, a listener in a wonderful listener in Carson, and that is ODMP, Officer Down Memorial Page. And it is just so sad to look at all the officers who have just been killed or who have died this year. It's just heartbreaking. And I love what Chris Cosgriff, the founder, says. When a police officer is killed, it's not an agency that loses an officer. It's an entire nation. It takes a special something in somebody to say, I love this community so much, I am going to put on this uniform and I'm going to put my life at risk. But local leaders, please, local elected representatives all across this country are literally putting a target on our law enforcement by letting thugs be thugs. Protests are supposed to be peaceful. What is your definition of peaceful? Yeah, you can throw your arms up and you can chant. But when you start getting in other people's faces, when you pull out a spray can, a marker, and start vandalizing even a park bench, the sidewalk, the streets, when you take rocks or bricks and throw them through windows, of city, county, state property, private property, businesses. When you throw anything at anybody, whether it be a rock or a water bottle, because that bottle is going to hurt just as bad if it strikes somebody. And what if it's not actually water? To allow any of that to happen, that is not peaceably assembling. It needs to be shut down. It needs to be shut down immediately. Remember that saying, given an inch, they take a mile? Well, these people have been given a whole lot more than an inch, and they are taking a whole lot more than a mile. These situations can be solved very easily. And you don't even have to include law enforcement. Where is just city representatives taking stands? Like this thing going on in Chaz, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, which is trying to spread across the country. But some elected representatives actually respect law and order, and they're shut down immediately. Turn off the power in those areas. Turn off the power, turn off the water, and see how long they stay out there. Get a water cannon. Hose them down. See how long they stay out there. You've put porta potties out for them? Don't service them. See how long they stay out there. Sorry, I didn't mean to call it Chaz. I guess I'm not up that they changed their name from the Autonomous Zone to the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest. I guess that's so they can go across the country? I don't know. Oh, people couldn't pronounce autonomous. Oh my gosh. Again, it goes back to our education system. Everything we are seeing right now goes back to education. And who's doing the educating? The liberals are. Who wants school choice? Who wants more charter schools? The Republicans. Who keeps holding it up? Who keeps saying more money for broken schools? The left. The Democrats. Why? So they can keep them broken, so they can keep control of the education. The best thing that you can do for yourself, for your child, and for the country, the entire country, is get your child out of public education. Yeah. Get your child out of public education. Looks like we're going to be opening back up in the fall. Goody. Woohoo. I don't see that as such a great thing. But it does give parents a few more months to figure out what type of education do you want for your kids? Because schools didn't have to be closed down. No, they didn't. But we let people become experts. We give them the title of expert, and they're not. They are not by far. Because if they were, we wouldn't be in this situation. Why is the media not screaming from the rooftops? Local media, national media. The cover-up that has been the lie that has been perpetrated across not only this country, but the world. So in case you missed this, in all the reporting of the riots and protests and of a group of what? How many people is CHOP even up to? So like 50? We could go in there with a few biker groups and clean that up in about 10 minutes. The country is literally burning down around us. And the CDC admitted that they screwed up. COVID-19 infection counts and intentionally misled the public and have apologized, clarifying that the amount of people truly infected is much lower than what was originally reported. People yelling at me for telling you that it's a hoax, that it's a farce. I was right. Yes, people have died, but no more than from our common flu. They misreported it. An error so egregious, it made the director of the Harvard Global Health Institute say, how could the CDC make this mistake? This is a mess. Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted masks won't help against the virus, and mask manufacturers are now including warnings on their products that it does not deter COVID-19. If it gives you peace of mind, I accept that. That's fine. But why is any business in this country still not up and running at 100% with no restrictions? Because they want to cripple this country. They want to cripple our economy. They want to ruin Trump's chances of re-election. Did you hear, were you listening to the show when I announced to everybody that in federal court, the CDC admitted that they have no evidence that vaccines don't cause autism. No evidence. Did you hear me talking about that? Now, if someone would just, you know, saying something, oh, well, the CDC said this, you know, and said, well, how is that validated? What did you look into? This is from the United States District Court, the Southern District of New York. You are being lied to. You are being manipulated. At what point have you had enough? Hopefully not enough of this show. We'll be back with our wrap-up thoughts as we end this Monday show with a few more little tidbits that you can take to the bank. On the Monica J Show, your live and local FM talk shows. Talk show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Optics are everything. Democrats got down on one knee. Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. While the left and the media are out there, oh, isn't that beautiful? Look at that. And they're wearing their tribal scarves. Solidarity with Black America. That's funny because if you truly look at optics, look at what the pattern of that scarf actually stands for, because patterns are a cultural way of life, actually, in Africa. Everybody thinks, oh, they're, you know, oh, it's so pretty, so bright and colorful. That actually tells you what tribes, what positions, what people used to be screaming cultural appropriation. Well, the Democrats just did some major cultural appropriation, and nobody, media doesn't talk about that. Or the fact that it was the bad guy. It was the murderer who knelt down on the neck of Mr. Floyd. So what are they trying to put out there? Them kneeling down on one leg. That's how my optics look at it. And I hope you understand, for your protection, I will tell you this, that it is going to get much worse before it gets better. Because this is a giant chess game for the 2020 election. They tried a Russia hoax. They tried financial burdens. They tried breaking a contract, or a hooker breaks a contract. Porn star, whatever you want to call her. Try to mess it up that way. You know what? That's his private life. I don't care. Just like I didn't care about Clinton and his diddlings. What I care about is, in this big chess game, is when we are being lied to and put at danger. COVID-19, this country should have never been shut down. Rational thinking from doctors and medical experts should have been put into play. Isolating and quarantining people who were sick away from the elderly and those with underlying conditions. We saw the true heroes come out, like our truck drivers. They said, we're not going to let anything happen to the supply chain. As long as the manufacturers get it out, we're going to get it to the public. The food, the necessities, whatever they need. Did you know that truck driving is historically ranked as one of the most dangerous jobs in the country? Yeah. In 2018, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported truck driving as the most deadly job in the country. So do you think that with defunding and dismantling law enforcement, that our truck drivers are going to want to go in to these areas like Minneapolis, into Seattle, Washington, into LA. They didn't break the supply chain with COVID-19, so they need to break it another way. Once again, putting more people's lives at risk. That affects all of us. The only way this is going to change is for you to educate yourself, stop listening to the blame stream media, back your law enforcement and protect them from elected representatives that don't know squat about protecting the community, and protect our truck drivers. Because all of those little goodies will cease to exist in your stores without our truck drivers. God bless you. I love you, and I appreciate you so much, all of you, for listening. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.